You just heard A Calf Born in Winter by Kruongbin. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but that's one of my favorite songs right now. I don't listen to a whole lot of like instrumental music, but that one is just so lovely, and it's nice to listen to when you're like lazing outside in the sun. Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm coming to you live today from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Sarah, and you're listening to Feeling Sounds, and this is a radio show where I play indie music and talk about the way that it makes me feel. So today is actually my last show for the term here at UBC. Kind of sad about it, but I have a whole lot of good music for you guys today, so stay tuned for that. All right, so my next song is called Distractions by Wild Painting. I discovered this one pretty recently, and I've been listening to it nonstop. The vocalist's voice is really interesting, and I like the way she, like, pronounces things. I think she's from, like, England or, I don't know, something like that. She just doesn't have, like, a Canadian or American accent, so I think it's interesting. And I really like in this song, she says the word yeah a lot, but, like, there's this specific way that she says it, and it's just, it's really nice to listen to. So this is Distractions by Wild Painting.
skipping on sidewalks. I'm here lying next to you in my mind. You're all that I really want. Closing the marks on my favorite shirt. Get me feeling emotions I didn't know I had for you. You thought you knew, but you didn't, and I didn't at all. Like sugar, I wanted you to stay sometimes, but things never change, do they? Or do they change with that notice? Yeah, like sugar. Catching distance, what's on your mind? I want you to notice how I keep trying and trying to talk to you. Light catches my eye, distractions occur. I'm trapped in the change with the notice, yeah, like cigarette rain. No, I wanted you to stay sometimes, but things never change, do they? Or do they change with the notice, yeah, like cigarette. Change with that, no.
walks all day. Jessica walks till she gets real tired. Jessica walks so far away. She knows she's coming home tonight. Christopher talks and he talks all day. Christopher talks till he gets real tired. Christopher talks, but he doesn't say. He hopes she's in his dreams tonight. He hopes she's in his dreams tonight. You could be the one. You look great tonight. You could be. We'll be right back.
That was All I Want Is You by Chase Segley, and before that you heard Distractions by Wild Painting. So All I Want Is You, first time I heard that song, the beginning sounded like robots to me, and it kind of like freaked me out, but then it just goes into like such a nice groovy little tune. And I like how there's just like so many different instruments, like you got some horns in there, that's really fun. And I haven't listened really intently to the lyrics, but I noticed there's like, he's throwing all these different names around. It kind of feels like a story. So I think it's pretty cool.
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe located in the McMillan building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
So I've been studying a lot at Great Dane Cafe. I don't know if you guys have heard of that, but it's close to like the Walter Gage building. And it's super cute. It's nice for a rainy day. And I didn't know until like yesterday that they accept flex dollars, but it's okay because I'm pretty much out of those anyway. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like at this point in final season, like it's already been like 2.5 weeks and I'm like, okay, I have 2 more exams, but I really can't motivate myself to care so much about them. All right, so next song I have for you guys is called Younger by The Hales. And this one is just another example of really interesting pronunciation of words. I found myself being very attracted to that kind of thing recently. I made this playlist about, or it was just like a bunch of girl singers that have like different accents. Yeah, I don't know. Cool stuff. So this is Younger by The Hales.
It's in the light that you left him. It's in the light that you left on my door in the morning. I know why, but you don't know me like that. No, it's in the light that you left him. It's in the light that you left on my door in the morning. I know why, but you don't know me like that. No.
Too late, you're too late about it. Tell me how it
You just heard Kane by X's, and before that you heard Younger by The Hales. So Kane, for me, reminds me of a scene in a movie where it's like something super dramatic just happened, and now it's like this like pano shot of a bunch of blurred city lights, and it's just like moving really fast, and maybe the characters are like in a car or something. I don't know. Lovely song, though. I wanted to tell you guys, I'm really excited because I applied for programming executive here at CITR and I got the job. So yay. And basically what that means is starting in September, I will be like working with the staff and other executive members here, and doing a lot to like get new programmers on air and just working with Madeline, our programming manager, on all that good stuff. And I'm really happy about it because I love my radio show here. It's really fun. And today is my last show, which is kind of sad. But I don't know. I feel like it's been really good. I've had some really cool interviews on here. Oh, and it's not my last show forever. I will be coming back and doing more Feeling Sounds in September, but I have a 4-month break. But yeah, it's been good. I would say the highlight was probably when I had Sam Lynch on, because that was like something I had wanted to do before I even got the radio show. I was like, okay, once I like figure out how to do this whole thing and like get the hang of it and not be nervous on air and things like that, like I'm gonna ask her to be on my show. And then she was, and I think it went well. So yeah, this is a great opportunity for me. For anyone who listens, thank you, it means a lot. Okay, the next song I have for you guys is called A Stone Is a Stone by Helena Deland. I saw her live, and I've played one of her songs before, but she's lovely. It's like a very ethereal sound, and this song has a lot of like unexpected key changes, I would say. I don't know the exact technical term, but it's just like it really gives you some surprise, but in a nice way. So this is A Stone Is a Stone by Helena Deland.
Think of something you've seen. Break it down. Thank you.
It's you. I really, 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 really sing to you. And that's what it's supposed to do. And Star says you're still mine.
Sorry about that. Don't know what just happened. but okay, that was 50s by Blah Blah Blah. And before that, you heard A Stone is a Stone by Helena Deland.
Hey, UBC students. Love doing arts and crafts or just making things in general? We've got you covered. The AMS Print Club works to bring you crafts from different cultures, backgrounds, and decor styles. We aim to bring about cultural and environmental awareness through the arts and crafts. Check out our Facebook page, Print Arts and Crafts, or email us at printartscraftsclub@gmail.com for more details.
So I wanted to tell you guys what I'm planning to do this summer since I won't be doing my radio show. I'm still going to be doing a lot of music stuff. So basically my plan is I've been writing a lot of songs over the past few years, and like I've kept some that I like. A lot of them I've thrown out because I don't like them so much, but I have a nice collection of songs that I want to record. So that's my plan. I'm going to record a bunch of songs and then hopefully turn it into like a full album. I'm going to like draw up an album cover and everything, and then try to release it on Spotify and all those streaming platforms. I'm really excited about it. Like, I feel like my songwriting has developed a lot. I used to write mostly just like sad songs, but recently I've been writing happier songs. And I was talking to my brother about my songwriting, and he was saying that it's evolved in a way where it's very relaxed. Like, I kind of just talk about simple things and like what I'm doing rather than like all this poetic nonsense, but there's still like I guess some poetic lines in there. But yeah, I would say my music is like pretty lyrically driven, so that's the main thing. But yeah, I'm really excited for that, so if you guys get a chance to check it out, that would mean a lot to me. And if you want to be updated on all of that stuff, it'll probably be all over my Instagram, which is @imisstarget. And that's linked in the description for my show as like a whole thing. So you'll be able to find that there if you're interested. My music is very important to me. It's like my number one thing. So check it out if you have a chance. All right. So next song I have for you guys is called The Other Side by Conan Gray.
I've got tired eyes, a black sky making its home under my lash line. You keep on crying, babe, I don't mind. I'll keep on staring at the clock, trying to pass time in my life. It flies by faster than you could say I love you goodbye. It's almost over, you say with a sigh. Will our lives be better when we make it to the other side? Not afraid of the sounds. Nothing bad ever happens in this town. Mean dreams, can't sleep. Younger me thought this be more bittersweet. But we never noticed how long it been. Got too caught up in the life we were living.
Such a lonely place for you to be. Out of control, singing with too much soul. I heard you got out on parole, working for the queen. Gardening again, land. Escape again, keeping all the grounds around her clean, working for the queen.
much better on the ocean floor. They'll never feel the way they did before. They did before. Out on the ocean floor, out on the ocean floor. What could be stranger than the unknown danger that lies on the ocean floor? Breakers crash on the beach. I count them like lambs in my sleep. They come at me steady. They know I'm not ready. They pound on my mattress door. Have they got a big one in store? Losing you. I heard I was losing you. That's not the only thing that I got to lose. I got to lose the deep sea blues. Look at these blues, the deep sea blues. Got the deep sea blues. Live with me. Live with me. Live with me.
That was some good old Neil Young, called Lost in Space. And before that, you heard The Other Side by Conan Gray. So Lost in Space, I heard this song when I was shopping in a thrift store on Main Street. And every time I hear Neil Young, it just makes me so happy. He's my dad's favorite artist. So whenever I hear Neil Young's voice, it reminds me of like my childhood and just being at home. Yeah, I don't know. And my dad, so that's always fun. All right, the next song I have for you guys is called Pinball by Emily Rode. And this song is kind of romantic. So hope you guys like it. This is Pinball.
If back then, turning into my mother, tell me that you could still love her if I am. Going insane, oh, tell me that you could pump the brakes.
So I fell in love over pinball on the second floor of that hotel, playing it more than for keeps. Oh, we fell in love over pinball on the second floor of that hotel, wide awake. It's better than a dream.
Pinball on the second floor of that hotel, playing it, pulling for keys. living, barely alive. Living the dream of wasting my time now. It takes a little more than a couple of dollars to keep me in line. We are all just burnouts, baby. Won't you burn with me? We are all just burnouts, baby. When all of your luck's burnt to the ground, friends have been skipping town on you. Instead of trying to swim, you think you'd sooner wanna drown in all these flames, We are all just burnouts, baby. Won't you burn?
Burnout by Sam Weber, and before that was Pinball by Emily Road.
A wise man once said, UBC Ski and Board is the black sheep of the AMS.
9 out of 10 dentists agree that joining UBC Ski and Board will make you more friends than your mom ever had.
As the largest club at UBC, our membership offers you legendary parties, outrageously cheap ski trips, and sweet deals on local bars, restaurants, and gear shops.
Don't worry if you're new to skiing. There's a place for you in the UBC Ski and Board Club.
Swing by our office on the third floor of the Nest and check us out on Facebook.
So I have one more song for you guys to close out this episode and this season, I guess you could call it, of my radio show, I chose this song because I just felt like it was like a perfect outro song for the show. It's called Can't Find My Heart by Broken Social Scene, and they're a Canadian band, so represent, you know? Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to my show today and any other times that you have. It means a lot to me, and I'll talk to you guys again in September. So this is Can't Find My Heart by Broken Social Scene, and have a great rest of your week and summer, I guess. See ya.
celebrate Earth Day, April 22nd, with the soundscape of a Saturna Island, British Columbia wetland. Follow the 24-hour circadian rhythm as it unfolds in sync with your local time. The voices of the frogs, birds,